Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. Though it seems like the world is tumbling down, it's the darkest time of night. Right before dawn, here comes the time.
Here it comes, blessed souls. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive with the Creator's blessings in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned to blogtalkradio.com. I'm going to suggest we're at a higher frequency within blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. Today's Soul Class 549, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul Program, presentation number 25. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, we're broadcasting right now live at 9:32 a.m. on December 17, 2015, at 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unifying Souls. Actually, program content will focus on drawing inspirations from the elucidations of Hillel Aparich from Shar Yuchot, the Gate of Unification, by a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon, the Mittler Rebbe. Our call-in number is, in fact, 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. And the tags connected to this program, connected to our vision for what the human family experience should be meditating upon, is Divine Creator, Divine Image, Torah Bible Study, Universal Redemption, and children of Israel and the children of Noah, meditate to end the hate, jealousy, and the cruelty which unfortunately is still afflicting too much of the human family experience. But in order for us to go on with the program, we have to ask Mechila, forgiveness from Rabbi Isaac Bitton, our blessed brother and soul spirit in prayer, president of Beit Mazal, the House of Fortune, located at 1433 President Street in Brooklyn, New York, where every Shabbat, including this coming one at 10 a.m., you can join the congregation there to hear authentic Jewish, Moroccan, Persian chanting of ancient Jewish prayer liturgy formulated by the prophets and wise men of Israel. We're going to turn on the music and say, sorry, Rabbi Isaac, we got to go on with the shoe. Okay, blessed souls, before we go on further, just want to remind everyone that we have this exciting new opportunity, whereas that we are partnering with a very nice, outstanding young man by the name of Robert Walker, who is a graphic design artist, and he has a website that you can connect to. It's www.brooklynairs.com. That's www.brooklynairs.com. If you want to design a t-shirt for a special event, if you want to design a poster, if you want to make a button or to embellish a baseball cap, Rob is the man to turn to, and he's based here in Brooklyn. And if you go to his website that I just pointed out, at www.brooklynairs.com, you'll see the wide variety of art designs that he's already crafted and brought out to the marketplace. And by mentioning my name, Don Goodman, Don Zusia Goodman, in fact, you'll be supporting him, and he, in part, will be supporting our efforts, our humble efforts here in Blog Talk Radio Land,
blogtalkradio.com, and specifically with Soul Class. With that being said, let's go on with our presentation. And at the end of the program, I have a very important announcement to share with you, Blessed Souls. So let's go further. Blessed Souls, which prevails within this blessed creation? Darkness or light? Absence of consciousness or consciousness of awareness? Or, and, consciousness of lack of total awareness? Now these series of questions above pertain to our very perceptions, our very human perceptions of the concepts of Or Choshek Atzmam, light and darkness themselves. For in the thick of nightly darkness, tiny lights called stars, constellations, shooting stars, northern lights illuminate the darkness of night. While on the other hand, during the middle of the brightest sunny day of the year, is everything truly visible to our naked eyes, sometimes assisted by eyeglasses, telescopes, periscopes, and microscopes, or whatever other visual enhancement devices I haven't mentioned, which have been designed by blessed students, scientists, physicists, biologists, seekers of all possible observable phenomena. So again, I invite you, blessed souls, to take a cognitive step back, to consider the virtues, the positive ones at that, of analyzing the bounty of Torah, authentic Torah data, that exists in an elucidated fashion, or has been elongated, simplified, for you to cognitively process, studying intently, each piece of Torah data, or Torah allegory, and to restrain your certainly justifiable desire or hunger to learn more, and as well, to review methodical manner what already you have learned from any particular Torah class or Torah book that your blessed eyes have glanced upon recently or historically within your own lifespan, and which books or classes you'd like to attend or books you'd like to learn from. For once you get into that mode, blessed souls, you assume a level of bittul, self-abnegation, self-nullification of your previous consciousness to open yourself up to new data, new consciousness, new experiences of elokus, godliness, enclosed within the letters of Torah, which formulate thoughts within your mind, which you can speak out with other people, and also can help empower you to take the action which is according and in sync to the written and oral Torah instructions, whether you be of the nation of Israel, one of the blessed children of Noah. But when you get back to that type of meditative, analytical learning, let's clarify, that means you've made a commitment to analyze all the particular elucidations, and you're not satisfied if you come across one allegory concerning the subject matter you're learning, which has been simplified by the teacher or the author of the teacher of the class you're attending or the author of the book you're reading, and your intent is to tarry for a while, to have the patience to seek out not just the literal teaching, but also how that teaching had a teaching which preceded it and how there's a teaching that follows it. So you see a link. You see a unification. You see a oneness. You see an inclusiveness of one divine instruction to another. And this type of process is called iyun, which is the analytical form of Torah study, where you have made that commitment, blessed souls, to stand upon the subject cognitively and analyze it very much. Which means that, again, you're not rushing through the concept that you're learning or have learned about. Why? Because your intent is to come to the depth of the concept. The comprehension which can be extracted, I should say the concept which can be extracted from your level of comprehension, which is a level a little bit deeper than just your plain understanding of the concept that you're learning. Torah Muskal. Meaning, you're seeking out the concept as it is in the essence of its inner dimension, and once you get into the essence of its inner dimension, you're further going deeper and deeper into it, like you're peeling away an onion, the layers of the onion, to get to the epicenter of the onion. You're pulling away the leaves of a cabbage. So to speak, there's like the leaves of the concept. The exterior knowledge, which brings you to the inner knowledge, which should ultimately bring you into, to go deeper into that inner knowledge of that concept you're learning, to recognize tangibly, cognitively, and if you have the blessings to do so, to experience it emotionally and spiritually, the godliness embedded in those Torah teachings. Just as, say, you look at something in a very intensive manner, and you're able to because you've been blessed to have physical eyesight. And just as you look at, say, like a wondrous painting or a wondrous landscape, that landscape or picture captures your imagination, captures your attention, that you just don't want to walk by that painting you've just positioned yourself in front of, or that landscape that you've positioned yourself in front of. You want to study it and sink your eye into the beauty, the depth, the width, and the length of that landscape or that painting until you know it so well with all its particular parts. And when you get into the particular points of observation that you have encountered by looking so intently at that painting or that landscape, you go deeper and deeper into it. And this is considered to be the opening up and the sinking in of the You're basically getting into the opening up and the sinking into the eye of the intellect, into the inner dimension of that concept, which you have developed within your own understanding, a way of elucidating it to yourself and to others, if you're so privy to do so. So what you comprehend, I mean, you understand you're standing in front of a beautiful painting. Then you start to look at the nuances, what captures your eye to arouse yourself and encourage yourself to invest your blessed eyesight to learn more about the details of that painting, from the farthermost right corner of the painting to the center of the painting to the farthermost left-hand side of the painting, up into the frame of the painting, the paint frame, to the lower right side, to the upper left side, going up and down all around on that painting. And that comprehension is an expression, or that landscape that you're looking at is an expression of your analysis. You comprehend it's just a wonderful painting, but the details, what makes it so wonderful that you can explain to yourself, and if you work on it, you can explain to another. And this is what his bonus is, blessed souls. Now his bonus, Rav Hillel wants to know himself as a tzaddik, a mokubal, faithful student, disseminator of the teachings of his Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, wants us to know, and then this might make only sense for those who understand the alphabet, the Hebrew letters, and can read in the Hebrew, the word itself for inner understanding, for analytical Torah study, or the world might call it meditating, is spelled with, as it sounds, his bonunus, or bonunut. There's a nus sound, which sounds like an N, but there are two nuns spelled in it, in other words, his bonunut, or his bonunus. And Rav Hillel wants us to know that the very fact that there was an extra nun added to the word his bonunus, meditation, analytical Torah study, inner understanding, according to the masters of the Lashon HaKodesh, the masters of grammar, as it applies to the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, Hebrew, they want us to know, and they instructed us, and Rav Hillel wants to share with us, that his bonus, which has in its root bina, understanding, is a very strong type of bina alluding to, pointing us in the direction that you cannot have a strong understanding of a concept, blessed souls, unless you analyze what you understand. That is to say, to analyze it, to meditate upon it a lot. And what happens is, you develop a longing to stand upon the clarity of what you've already comprehended. And so, this is what Rashi meant when he commented in the, let me just look here in the footnote here, in the Talmudic tractate of Sukkot. Let me just pull out that footnote here, Kuf Nun Gimel. Yes, in the Talmudic tractate of Sukkot, I think it's the 28th page, that to analyze something in Torah is to literally to stand upon it figuratively, meaning not to budge until you access something which seems more than just a superficial knowledge, is the truth of that knowledge. The truth of that knowledge is that this is godliness, blessed souls. And to understand the truth of that knowledge, which is godliness, and to understand it to the best of your ability, if you are blessed, in a very clear fashion. So, blessed souls, that basically brings us to this very terse presentation today. And with that being said, I need to make a very important announcement that as of today, after today's program, I will be taking a short sabbatical from our humble efforts to broadcast into cyberspace for personal reasons. It could be 2 weeks. It could be a month. At the same time, too, I hope to be adding some bloggings or typing into my network, which we'll still have access to. But in the meantime, again, I want to encourage you to check out the website of brooklynairs.com and mention my name, please, to blessed brother Robert Walker, to consider how you can embellish your efforts if you're in the activist field, if you're in the business world, if you have a spiritual endeavor that you think will be enhanced by the wonderful graphic arts talents of Robert Walker, to go to www.brooklynairs.com and mention my name, Don Goodman, Don Zusio Goodman. That's how you got to a site. And give them that young man business. Help him grow his business. It would be a worthy endeavor. So, with that being said, I had a little bit of trouble trying to extract out, I guess I'll go to YouTube, to extract out the music of Brother David Dome, who we like to segue out of our humble efforts each time we do a program. And you've been listening to Soul Class 549, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. Because the human soul, as it relates to, blessed souls, your intellect, which is really basically the source of your human intellect, your divine image, is contoured to help you live in this world, blessed by the Creator. And with that being said, at that point, once you realize you've been blessed and anointed, never be disappointed by your divine image, the question is, do you want to do that good that you've been appointed to do? And even though that might seem to generate ambivalency and anxiety within your blessed life experience, it's okay. Because the Teva Tov Leheiti, blessed souls, is the nature of the good to do good. And since the Creator is the source of it, would put you on this earth to do that good, that helps you do that good. So that being said, blessed souls, in the meantime, I'm not going to say goodbye to anyone. So because Bez Hashem, I hope within the next 2 weeks to a month to resume my efforts here on Blog Talk Radio, Soul Class. So far, we've done 549 classes. The second time I've taken a brief sabbatical. But we've had well over 125,000 listeners in the last 5.5 years with very, very little advertisement, word of mouth. And our efforts are is to try to strengthen our abilities, to try to broaden out our ability to broadcast to a larger audience. So with that being said, blessed souls, hopefully this will be accomplished in the way of a havachad, one love, goralachad, one destiny, kolon for all of us, but darchi nom, in a pleasant way, darchi shom, in a peaceful way, lahamshich blessed Hashem Yisbreak, to be continued with the blessings of the Most High. Here we go, Face the Truth by David Bloom. Take care.
I see the problem you are dealing with. This life you live is not yours. When did you stop thinking for yourself? Who switched you off? Where have you gone? Your television. Promotes the myth you think is happiness. Turn it off. Turn it off. Yet they've let you down.